Our guest for this podcast is Jeff Sorg, Director of Therapy at the Indiana Orthopedic Hospital. Jeff, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Frank. It's great to be with you here this morning.
Jeff, can you tell us what major reasons triggered your recent software search?
Basically, the way we initiated our search started about 2 years ago. It's really kind of a neat story. But our CEO of our hospital spent time shadowing in all of our various hospital departments, including outpatient therapy. And while she did so, you know, one of the common questions she asked our staff was, what improvements could we make? What are efficiencies that you would like to see improved? And as she did that, she found out that a lot of the suggestions came back to documentation time with our primary EMR system and just the slowness of it and the time that it took our staff to document every day. And so after doing that, she came to me and she said, are there other options out there that we could investigate and look into that might help improve the efficiencies for your staff? And so she tasked me with going out and looking at that. And I said, yeah, absolutely, I can go do that. And it was fun. Went out, we found there are a lot of options out there, which were neat to look at. And then we also realized that in doing so, we had to look at options that would interface with our primary EMR system, because that system wasn't going to go away. We just needed something that could basically sit on top of that and communicate with that. So in doing that, we realized there were a lot less options. So we narrowed it down fairly quickly to about, you know, 3 or 4 different options that we could use. But in doing so, it always came back to improving efficiency, reducing the time that our therapists spent documenting and being able to maximize their time spent with their patients. And then also looking at errors and accuracy and improving our compliance and those type of issues. So that really kind of led to our initial search.
As a software package, what did TheraOffice offer your facility that you did not find in another company's product?
You know, the thing that we liked the best about TheraOffice was how everything was integrated. And again, our current system was not very integrated would be a good word there as well. Our scheduling didn't really touch the documentation piece, and we dictated some reports and hand wrote our charges. So the thing we really liked about TheraOffice, how everything was so integrated, the scheduling piece tied into the documentation, and the charges, you know, are pulled directly out of the documentation. Everything was seamless, and that really has proven to be that way as well. So that really is probably the biggest thing that we liked. And also we really liked the ability to customize. You know, each therapist has their own preference on how they prefer to document and special tests for certain patient types and their goals and problem lists and all those type of things are very individual for each therapist. And we really liked the ability to be able to have each staff member fairly easily with some training be able to do that on their own and customize all their templates so that they basically were easy to use, could access quickly, and basically would have the wording that they wanted in their form. So we really thought TheraOffice did a really nice job of making it seamless and very integrated as well.
Jeff, in reaching your final purchase decision, how important were factors such as ease of use and enabling employees to save time by working more efficiently?
Yeah, those were very critical aspects. What we did here, which I think worked very well, is as we were doing our search, and I think when we narrowed it down to maybe 3 options, I formed a committee of about 6 or 7 therapists, and I also included our admission staff and our IT staff, and we did demos with each of the software packages and kind of went through their whole start to finish product, and I think that worked very well on getting feedback from the staff. It was a major change for us, so I didn't want them to feel like we were just picking something for them. I wanted them to be part of the process. So in doing so, they were able to see what was for them appearing to be the most efficient product out there, one that would save them the most amount of time from the evaluation, but also, you know, their daily notes and their progress notes. And then also from the admission staff side, being able to see how quickly they'd be able to check in and schedule appointments and those type of things. So that was all very critical to the decision that we made, and we did investigate that and tried to compare as best we could to some other options as well.
A large healthcare facility has lots of employees who all use a software package for different purposes. Tell us about the importance of the need for your facility to have a completely integrated solution, documentation, scheduling, and billing.
Yeah, absolutely. We have a lot of, we're a fairly large organization, relatively. We have 5 outpatient clinics, but we're a hospital, so we do have, admission staff, billing, coding, a fairly large IT department that have been a huge help in getting this product up and running for us. But definitely that's a huge importance for us, was to try to find a system that, all those different departments could be able to have access to, be able to navigate, be able to understand the flow of information as well, again, because all our information is flowing back into our primary EMR system. So we still do have, our IT staff and coding and billing that are going into that system to find our reports that are generated out of their office and our charges and those type of things. So it definitely was important to look at, how the information would be generated, 2, how that information would flow into our primary EMR system, and then 3, how all those people involved would still be able to access what they need to complete their jobs related to, our therapy patients and the care we were providing.
Jeff, tell us what sealed the decision to choose TheraOffice.
Really, what sealed the decision for us, again, comes back to our employees being able to view the product, provide feedback, and see some other similar products out there, along with our admission staff and our IT department. I think after doing that, they really did form a consensus that after viewing the options that their office was going to be the best product for us, probably the most easy to use, in their opinion, the easiest to modify and again, customize, and then also would have that fully integrated approach. Big thing for me was really trying to make sure the product we chose would be able to easily integrate with our primary EMR system. So, again, feedback from our IT department that after checking all the specs and working with their office staff on the interface side, really felt confident that that's something that would work for us. So having all those factors involved, the positive feedback and the fact that it would work with our primary EMR system, that really sealed it for us, that would be the best option to use for us.
Looking forward, how do you feel TheraOffice will help you through the transition to ICD-10 and beyond?
Yeah, I think, what I've seen so far, again, this was a, 2-year process for us, so there's been a lot of changes with Medicare functional reporting and different things during that time, that we've been able to kind of watch and learn and see the changes that they've implemented during that time. So we've been able to ask those questions, okay, this G-codes are coming out. How are you going to respond to that? So far, I've seen a really positive, proactive look at changes that are coming down the road. So that gives me confidence that, as ICD-10 comes up down the road, and again, who knows what other changes are coming, but there will be changes. And it gives me confidence to know that I do believe that they're ahead of the curve. They're looking at their product constantly and trying to improve things, and again, keeping things user-friendly. But I really feel like their product, from what I've seen so far, is very well set up, and their staff is very well educated on Medicare changes and documentation requirements and those type of things, that I feel like we'll be able to stay ahead of the curve and not have to react afterwards to changes that are coming. So from what I've seen so far over this whole process, it's been positive, and I have no reason to believe that, again, looking at ICD-10 and those type of changes down the road, I've got every confidence that all those requirements will be met ahead of time and probably fairly seamlessly.
We've been speaking with Jeff Sorg, Director of Therapy at the Indiana Orthopedic Hospital in Indianapolis, Indiana. Jeff, thank you for joining us.
You're welcome. My pleasure.